Yeah, I'd say every week's going to be big for the Aggies from here.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. You know, your farewell tour of the Big 12. You know, big old target on your back. People, you know, in the Big 12 are just licking their chops at you now. So, yeah, it's going to be tough from here on out. But
and you know, you got the big game on Friday. Brian and Consol, the Crosstown Showdown.
The Crosstown Showdown at Kyle Field.
And be sure you stick $5 in the ashtray.
Exactly, because all of the parking lots, all of your normal like game day lots that you use for Texas A&M games, are going to be charging $5 per car to recoup the cost that it cost them for personnel and such like that at the high school game.
One of the things that I saw, I have seen the layout as far as the lots that are charging. It looks like if you park in any lot that starts with 100, you can miss that fee.
Yeah.
Those are the lots that are farther away. You're going to have to walk farther. Uh-huh. That's all the lots around Reed Arena. Those are the ones, near Olsen. I don't know how much parking you're going to have, if any, at Olsen Field because mm-hmm. of the remodeling that's going on. So perhaps you can avoid it.
Right. And the parking garage there across from Rudder is going to be reserved for an Opus event that night, so that will not be available at all for high school parking.
So there you are.
Mm-hmm.
National Park Service suspended assessments of the damaged Washington Monument yesterday because of wind gusts. On Friday, winds blew an engineer who had climbed up, who was doing the rappelling thing, because you know they were rappelling down the Washington Monument to inspect it. Blew him about 30 feet off the wall of the west face.
Wow.
And then to the south face. He wasn't hurt, but I am guessing that was terrifying. He was, as I said, he was not hurt. He's part of a team that began rappelling down the sides of the monument last Tuesday after the earthquake in August left 4 cracks. And then, of course, later that week, Hurricane Irene blew through the area, causing more damage. Joe Biden's brother has received a mysterious package full of white powder.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Hear about this?
Uh-huh,
yeah,
sure did.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Sent him to the hospital, sparked a hazmat emergency. I'm glad he's all right, seemingly, but his name is Francis.
Francis Biden?
Francis Biden. Had powder pour onto his skin when he opened the package, which was addressed from India to his home in Ocean Ridge, Florida. Authorities sealed off the street, evacuated neighbors for more than 8 hours, while the 57-year-old Biden and his girlfriend went to a hospital. She was released. Biden stayed overnight, but he left the hospital Sunday with no ill effects. The FBI says the powder was benign.
Oh, good.
Biden runs a nonprofit organization that operates tuition-free charter schools in Florida for troubled students.
Francis Biden. Yeah, maybe they call him Skip.
I hope so.
Old Skip Biden.
And, Skippy. Skippy.
There's something Obama might do, you know.
Yeah, really.
Skip Biden.
Yeah. I heard what you did there.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
No, probably not.
Have you seen the video of the guy at the baseball game in Taiwan?
No, I don't think I have.
This has pretty much gone viral. Guy's at the baseball game with his wife and their daughter. Daughter's just a baby. When the foul ball came toward his seat, so he reached for the souvenir and pretty much dropped his daughter on the seats in front of him.
Oh, my gosh.
And what people are just, and you can do it, you can search for this when you get to work this morning, because, you know, it's Monday. Nobody works on Monday anyway. When you find it, make sure you pay attention to the look on mom's face, because if looks could kill, this would be a dead man. She was quite upset. The child was not seriously injured. TV cameras caught mom giving the dad a death stare, and apparently her anger at him didn't end when the game did. Well, it's no surprise there. She told, because then the news media came and found her. And so she told reporters after the game that she was still mad because he seemed to want the ball so badly that he dropped his own daughter. So he dropped his child at a baseball game to get to a foul ball. Really? Come on, man. Let's see here. In Chicago, paramedics were putting an unoccupied stretcher into an empty ambulance at a hospital when a man got in and took off. Does it surprise you to learn that the man was drunk? Crashed the ambulance about a mile and a half away. He suffered minor injuries and was transported back to the same hospital where he first stole the ambulance. Okay, and this is it's a little surprising because it's happening in New York City, but I know for a fact that it's happening in town, in this very city, too. New York City couple are raising chickens in their one-bedroom apartment. Oh, that's got to smell lovely.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Robert McMinn and Jules Corkery collect about 6 eggs a week total from the 3 hens living in their queen's apartment. McMinn confesses it's not the ideal situation, but raising them is something something he did when he lived in Idaho some years ago. He also says the chickens are cute and fun to watch run around.
No, they're not.
And they seem excited when he and Jules get home. What does their landlord have to say about this?
There's got to be something in the lease.
I wonder if he, like, when he pays rent, if he includes a couple eggs on top of the rent check.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And what happens when he comes home one day and there's fried chicken on the table?
Yeah.
I mean, is it like that scene from Lonesome Dove where the woman's holding the rooster and he pecks her and, you know, then she decides that he's going to be dinner that night?
Yeah.
Teach him to peck me. Miss
Honey,
Peach.
Have you seen Miss Plucky around?
Yeah. I don't know, but this dinner's delicious. But I know for a fact this is happening in town, though.
It's like there's some commercial on right now that the guy, they're trying to save money, and he's eating sushi.
Yeah, well,
and the little daughter comes in with the fishbowl, wondering where.
Where's Bubbles?
Yeah, exactly.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Have you seen Bubbles?
Yeah, and he says, honey, have you looked under the desk?
Yeah. Yeah. But there's somebody right down the street from us that is raising chickens right here in College Station, Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And my wife pointed it out. And then there's someone not far from the very radio station that has a rooster, because I've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it cock-a-doodle-dooing bright and early in the morning.
I can confirm that.
I'm sure the neighbors love that. Hello.
In terms of odor, how much different would that be than living off of Spring Loop?
It's a different kind of odor, you might say.
Yeah, you might prefer the chicken.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe they give the chickens a bath.
Can you give a chicken a bath?
I'm sure you can try it.
Hey.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Can it be any more difficult than giving a cat a bath?
I've tried that a couple times.
I was going to say, because you're a cat man.
Correction. Allison is a cat woman.
That's right.
And
that's
by proxy.
Allison's a cat woman?
Allison's a cat woman?
Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Got a new name for her. Hey, cat woman.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's his wife we're talking about there.
What her Halloween costume is up to her, okay? But, yes, I've tried to give the cat a bath before, and, yeah, that ended up with scratches all down my arm. So I can imagine giving a chicken a bath would not fare any better.
Just so you know, folks, Jordan Mesrell joining us this week for news. It's news by committee in Scott's absence.
Yes.
And
right.
Jordan's filling in this week.
My name was pulled out of the hat.
That's right. Jordan lost the lottery. And so he's filling in for us. And, of course, he works at the BCS Chamber of Commerce. But he's also married to our promotions director, Allison Mesrell.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And she is also one half of Morning Candy on Candy 95.
It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's nepotism is highly encouraged.
So I do have a button here on the board to, jump into Candy, and I threatened her a couple times already that, you know.
Walk across the hall and shake your fist at her.
So did y'all ride to work together this morning?
Actually, no.
Good.
Yeah, funny enough, she gets here about 30 minutes after the info team does. So
I see.
Yeah, she's got it easy.
I've seen.
She didn't hear that.
Yeah, really.
We won't tell her.
Yeah, we won't tell her.
She was already making fun of me because I brought in my Starbucks espresso shot this morning. She's like, rookie.
Yeah. He walked in. He's holding that. I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Next stop, 5-hour energy. He'll be bouncing around like a hummingbird.
James is.